Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
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 Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
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 Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. 47.
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 1, The Later Pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Text 47. Ratriya Pradikita Raila Chayma Prabhu Sangra Nikcha Gita Paramula. Ratiyatra. The car festival. Deki.
Seeing.
Taha.
There.
Raila.
Remained.
Chaima.
4 months.
Prabhu Sangha. With the Lord. Nritya Gita.
Chanting and dancing.
Parama,
greatest.
Ula,
pleasure.
Translation. After attending the Ratiyatra ceremony at Jagannath Puri, all the devotees remained there for 4 months, greatly enjoying the company of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by performing kirtan, chanting and dancing. Text 48. Vidaya samaya prabhu kaila sabare Pratyapta asive sabhi gundi chadikki bare. At the time of departure, the Lord requested all the devotees, please come here every year to see the Ratiyatra festival of Lord Jagannath's journey to the Gundicha temple. Purport. There's a temple named Gundicha at Sundarachala. Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra are pushed in their 3 carts from the temple in Puri to the Gundicha temple at Sundarachala. In Orissa, this Ratiyatra temple is known as Jagannath's journey to Gundicha, whereas others speak of it as the Ratiyatra festival. The residents of Orissa refer to it as Gundicha Yatra. Prabhu Akyai Bhaktagan Pratyapta Ashiya Gundicha Dekya Yen Prabhu Ramideya. Following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees used to visit Lord Chaitanya every year. They would see the Gundicha festival at Jagannath Puri and then return home for 4 months. Vinshati Bhatsare Ache Kaila Katagati Anyanya Dardane Bina Naishtikti. For 20 consecutive years this meeting took place and the situation became so intense that the Lord and his devotees could not be happy without meeting one another. Seshari Rahit Tadar Bhatsar Krishna Viralila Prabhuranta. The last 12 years were simply devoted to relishing the pastimes of Krishna in separation within the heart of the Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed the position of the gopis in separation from Krishna. When Krishna left the gopis and went to Mathura, the gopis cried for him the rest of their lives, feeling intense separation from him. This ecstatic feeling of separation was specifically advocated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his actual demonstrations. Nirantara tridina viraha unmade Hashyakanne nache gaya parama visade. In the attitude of separation, Lord Chaitanya appeared mad both day and night. Sometimes he laughed and sometimes he cried, sometimes he danced, and sometimes he chanted in great sorrow. Ye kali kare na jagannath darshane mane bhava kurukshetra panache milana. At those times, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would visit Lord Jagannath. Then his feeling exactly corresponded to those of the gopis when they saw Krishna at Kurukshetra after long separation. Krishna had come to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister to visit. When Krishna was performing Yagya sacrifice at Kurukshetra, he invited all the inhabitants of Vrindavan to come and see him. Lord Chaitanya's heart was always filled with separation from Krishna. As soon as he had the opportunity to visit the Jagannath temple, he became fully absorbed in the thoughts of the gopis who came to see Krishna at Kurukshetra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya. It is stated in the Chaitanya Bhagavad that Lord Chaitanya is both Radha and Krishna combined. So sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Krishna, and sometimes he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And those moods alternate. So, of course, when Krishna was performing yajna at Kurukshetra, it was actually Vasudev who had been organizing for the yajna, and Krishna was, of course, also partaking in it. Because there was that eclipse of the sun, and Kurukshetra was a holy place, and therefore it was decided by Vasudev that they should all go there. Because that would counteract the inauspicious influence of that that grahan, of that eclipse. Well, and of course the residents of Vrindavan came, and eventually they started to pull the chariot back to Vrindavan, at least the gopis did. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during Rati Yatra, was in that mood of Srimati Radharani, and was in that mood of bringing back the chariot, and was in that mood of separation, but a jubilant separation, because it appeared now that this separation was about to end, and therefore it was a glorious moment, it was a victory march. Now we have Krishna, and now we will bring him back to Vrindavan, to that place where he can actually manifest the proper mood, not like here in a royal dress on a royal chariot. No, we want Krishna more approachable, Krishna more close, simply a cowherd boy, not like Krishna, like a prince or a king who is like at a distance and always surrounded by an entourage of the army, of ministers and all these officials. No, not that Krishna. Not Krishna in a dress that commands respect and makes one bow down. No, Krishna in a dress of a cowherd boy. Krishna simply in the dress of like everyone else. Krishna very much included in the community of Vrindavan. Krishna very much being one of the residents and everyone else just like him in that mood. The gopis wanted Krishna to return to Vrindavan. At the same time, Krishna, who is not at all like anyone else, at the same time, that Krishna who is extraordinary and who performs superhuman feats, who lifts Govardhan, who just takes that all-overpowering horse, Kesi, and puts his arm in the mouth of the horse, chokes the horse, spins the horse around, all these kinds of things, that Krishna, who is on the one hand so human and so much like everyone else, and on the other hand so different from anyone else. The residents of Vrindavan have no other interest than Krishna. Their whole life is just Krishna, and nothing else. There is no such thing as any distraction or anything else that could capture their interest, because they have only one interest. They are fully absorbed. Kichit kivalaya vasudeva parayana. They are vasudeva parayana, fully absorbed in Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed this mood. And it wasn't just a silent meditation on Krishna only. It was like bursting from his heart in a very overwhelming and strong emotional experience. So this is actually what we are seeing now. All right, this inner meaning of Ratha Yatra. So in this way, Ratha Yatra takes us to Vrindavan. In this way, Ratha Yatra takes us to that mood of unalloyed devotional service in Vrindavan. When Uddhava was such a devotee. Uddhava was the best devotee in Dwarka. There was no one like Uddhava in Dwarka, because Uddhava, he looked just like Krishna. So that was already something. Uddhava was Krishna's cousin, and he looked very much like Krishna. Same complexion, same features, even the same dress. And from a distance, it was easy to mistake him for Krishna. And Uddhava was very, very learned, because Uddhava was a disciple of Brihaspati, who is the spiritual master of the demigods. So in this way, Uddhava was highly philosophical, and he was so learned that he, in Dwarka, there is the Sudharma assembly house where Krishna and all his associates daily will come. It is an auspicious place because it was taken from the heavenly planets, and it is said, in that place, nobody dies. In that place, nobody grows old. So it's a good place to spend your days. You don't die, you don't grow old. It's so convenient. You might even want to live there. But whatever, the residents of Dwarka would assemble there, and then, but Krishna would be seated there on a throne. Vasudev would sit to his right. And next to Vasudev would be Ugrasena. And Ugrasena's throne was a little forward to show that he was actually the ruling king. And then, on the left of Krishna, there was Satyaki, his military commander. So in this way, there was a whole formation. And Uddhava was there. And Uddhava would speak to Krishna in ways that were so complex and so indirect, no one could understand except Krishna. So they had their code language in this way, and very intimate exchanges. It is said that from the royal assembly, Krishna would go to his room, and all the residents would follow him into the room, and Krishna for a while was with them, and then Krishna would let them know that he wouldn't mind being alone. And then everyone left, except for Uddhava, because Uddhava didn't think it had anything to do with him. That, like, you know, when people had to leave, didn't mean he had to leave. And Uddhava stayed, and Uddhava would massage Krishna's legs and all these things. So, like this, it continued. So, Uddhava, who was closer to Krishna than Uddhava? No one. Uddhava was like this. But when Uddhava was sent to Vrindavan, and Uddhava saw the residents of Vrindavan, what he saw, it was just amazing. Uddhava had come on a chariot. Jiva Goswami rode. Was it his desire that took him to Vrindavan, or was it the chariot? It was clear. Uddhava had a great desire to go to Vrindavan. And when he reached, it was quite amazing. He parked his chariot in front of the house, the palace of Nanda Maharaj. And when he came there, he met with Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda and Yasoda, he saw them. Yasoda was constantly crying. And Yasoda was saying to Nanda Maharaj, how could you let him go? How could you let him go with Akrura? How could you let him go? And Nanda Maharaj just shaking his head, says, like, she has become like a mad woman. It's like she's just like a mad woman, you know. He says, don't you know that Krishna has gone to the forest with the calves and cows and that he'll be back this evening? He says, don't you know? She's like a mad woman. In this way, Nanda and Yasoda were both like completely just so intensely thinking of Krishna that Uddhava was just amazed. Uddhava had come with a message. Uddhava had come to pacify them. And Uddhava was received by Nanda Maharaj very nicely. He was nicely seated. He was offered a bedstead, also a place for the night, a room, and everything was fine. He was offered fine foodstuffs and so on. And then, you know, the time came for Uddhava to have a discussion with Nanda Maharaj, and late at night. And in that discussion, Uddhava started to disclose his purpose, why he had come to give that message, you know, that actually there was no need to be in anxiety, no need, because Krishna had never left. He had never left. Nanda was looking at Uddhava. And Nanda, he thought, this Uddhava, he's just a boy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He has no idea. So in this way, the exchange took place, and Uddhava tried to explain that Krishna actually never left Vrindavan because Krishna is present everywhere. You know, give us a break, you know what I mean? We don't want him present everywhere, we want him present here, you know what I mean? Right away, you know what I mean? Don't come with this kind of, you know, philosophy. Yeah. That was the mood. So that eagerness to have Krishna present, that is the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. No other interest. That was from the Priya Bhagavatamrita, by the way, what I was explaining for the last 5 minutes. We see also in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that Gopikumar, who was for so long separated from Vrindavan, when he comes back to Vrindavan, then he sees that everyone is absent-minded, and he sees that all the branches of all the trees are pointing in one direction. It is the direction that Krishna went in the morning when he left for the forest. So that's everyone in Vrindavan, including the trees, are just thinking about Krishna all the time, intensely. Only Krishna, nothing else. So this is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching Devasayatvika buhirekaha kurinandana bahushakya yanantascha. He's teaching this undeviated focus on Krishna, just Krishna. And that is this movement, which means that spiritual life is not an addendum to everyday life, you know, like a good church goer or a pious temple goer or someone who goes to the mosque even several times a day, is known in the world as a very religious person. Very religious. But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about very religious people. We're talking about people for whom Krishna is all there is. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that when one sees the form of Krishna, Krishna steals one's ability to see. When one hears the playing of Krishna's flute, Krishna makes one deaf and takes away the ability to hear. In this way, Krishna steals all the functions of all the senses. He's nothing but a thief. Basically, one cannot. So, again, it's describing the state of consciousness where there is no more interest in anything but Krishna. An all-overwhelming experience. 24 hours. 24 hours. Always absorbed in service to Krishna. That is the Sankirtan movement. And nothing less. And everything less is only preliminary, is only leading up to that. Yes, the Hare Krishna movement has many forms. It has monastic forms, it has secular forms, it has people living in ashrams and all spiffy and bright colors. It has those who are looking a bit pale, staying in other residences, wherever they may be, right? It doesn't matter. The purpose is the same. The purpose is the same everywhere. The purpose is to go deep and to just come to that point of loving Krishna exclusively. Bhishmadev is speaking about, makes a statement that is a little bit puzzling. Because Bhishmadev is explaining, he's saying the love for Krishna excludes all other love. It's there's no other love, only for Krishna. Just like, I mean, the kind of statement is cool, but isn't it that it's supposed that a devotee is supposed to love, you know, be very loving and to all and sort of love all living beings? And isn't that kind of... Yes, but not without Krishna. We don't love without Krishna. We don't love anything without Krishna. That is the point. There's always Krishna being part of it. We love all human beings, but with Krishna. Krishna there, in their relationship to Krishna. Yeah. We love everything in its relationship to Krishna. Otherwise we don't love anything. Cape Town, oh Cape Town, how I love you, Cape Town. Oh yes, the Cape. But like, you know, Cape. If it's connected to Krishna, then the cave is the best. What better place is there? If it's connected with Krishna, anything is fine. Home sweet home, as long as Krishna is there. Right. Money in the bank, no problem, as long as it's connected to Krishna. Anything, as long as Krishna is part of it. And Krishna, if he's not part of it, no love at all. We have no love at all for if Krishna is not part. No. That's Vrindavan. That's Vrindavan. Yeah. Always centered around Krishna, every moment. Premantaranga, all the residents are absorbed in love for Krishna, and that love for Krishna excludes everything else. There's no love for anything else. So this is the nature of Krishna praying. This is so there's nothing else. Nothing else. So we can talk and argue about how to live, how to dress, right? But it doesn't really matter very much, right? Because the essence is not the externals, it's the internal. It's how much we are absorbed. It's about Krishna. How much are we absorbed in just serving Krishna, in just remembering Krishna, in glorifying Krishna, in making arrangements to spread Krishna's glories. How much are we absorbed in service to Krishna? That's all. That's all. Because Krishna means devotional service to somehow or other. Krishna means glorification to somehow or other. Glorify Krishna. Like that, we are absorbing ourselves in devotional service. That is the essence. When we are hearing about these emotions that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described, separation and so on, we can try to understand what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing. We are not experiencing. If we just focus on that again and again, it's sort of a bit over our head in a way. When one focuses on emotions that one cannot experience, then in a way, you can't grasp it, even if theoretically you get a nice explanation. Just like a child cannot understand what the conjugal exchanges are between adults. The child cannot understand it. It's just not possible. Even if you explain it to the child, still cannot understand the experience. So we have no experience of such love or of such intense feelings of separation. And if we just hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cry tears and tears and tears and tears, and if we just speak for 1 hour about the tears and the tears and tears, and at one point, oh my gosh, okay, that was a lot of water. And it's sort of like, we can't. Emotionally, go along with it and get restless. But when we look at the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we study that mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we can, that's something that relates to us more. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is putting the focus there. He says, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karaha Vichara Vichara Karita Chitta Pavacha Maskar. He says that if you are interested to explore the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will find this mercy amazing. You will find it amazing. Chitta Pavacha Maskar. In your heart there will be amazement. Even these kind of pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in separation and so on is part of his mercy. Because although he performed these later years of his ecstasy in separation from and in seclusion with only a handful of devotees. The devotees that came every year for Rati Yatra stopped coming at that time. But still, news from Puri somehow or other reached. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's amazing feelings of separation were also recorded in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and therefore also available to us to understand the depth of what bhakti is, just in case we would come to the point and think, yes, I'm there. Like I was in Mumbai on the beach one time, chanting japa, you know, near the temple, and there were some people from India. They were playing with a frisbee, and you know, they were throwing it, but they were new to the game, yeah? Very new, and in fact they couldn't throw it, it was hopeless, you know. So one would throw the frisbee and it would fly anywhere, fall on the sand, then someone else would run after the frisbee as much as they could, then they would throw it, right, and again miss the target by miles, and it would just hit the sand again, and then the next person would run after it. So they thought the fun of the game is like throwing and running. So they never got it, you know, like the actual, the art of frisbee throwing, which is sort of like, you know, you sort of casually throw it from behind your arm, and then you sort of catch it from behind your ear, right? You know. Now that's, you know, that's frisbee throwing, right? It's about funny throws and funny catches, you know. And they just missed on the whole round. They missed it, you know. I was looking at it. They missed it. They missed the point. They didn't get it. So in the same way, we may think that when we are seeing those tears of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the essence is for us to try and go deep into that mood of separation, and also try and feel it. Are you feeling it, folks? Are you feeling it? Are you feeling the separation of Krishna? Are you feeling it? I'm asking you. Are you feeling it? Or I'm not feeling it. That's the problem. But what I do feel is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such that he even gives us the quality, so that we cannot sort of come to the level where we think, I've got bhakti, I've got it. You know?
I mean, good. I've been a member of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness now for many years, and I got bhakti long ago, and
Mr. Das, can I call you Das?
Yes, please, call me Das. Mr. Das, could you please tell us, you know, what is your experience now that you've got bhakti?
It's that you ask. I really appreciate that question. I think it's very profound. I tell you, bhakti is like just wonderful. You know, I must say, my life has completely transformed since I found bhakti.
Hallelujah, have you found bhakti? Have you found bhakti? Have you found bhakti? Hallelujah. Are you a changed man? Yes, born again, Hare Krishna. Yeah.
So, not exactly like that. We can't approach it. We haven't got it yet. But still, we get an insight behind the scenes as to how far bhakti can go. It's amazing. It's already gone so far if you look at like the changes that it did bring in our life. Substantial, major changes. I mean, to some people in the world, we look like extraterrestrials. I mean, that's how far away we are from mainstream society. And yet, we know we're not that far away from mainstream society, you know. And, but It's all part of the mercy that this is revealed to us. This transcendental knowledge in depth, and that even these pastimes are now publicly shared by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Semi-hidden, but yet publicly in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therefore, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Koraha Vichara. Therefore, we are meditating on this mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is just amazing. It is amazing how far it goes. There is really no limit how far it goes. Okay, I think I've made my point. If there is a question or comment. Saying Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Koraha Vichara Vichara Karite Chitta Palachamatka. Which means that if we meditate on the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we'll find that in our heart we'll experience amazement. Well, so it's not about knowledge, it's about how amazing is this mercy? It's just incredible. It's not only that, you know, it's given to the most fallen. Right? It reaches everywhere. That's amazing. Absolutely. It reaches the destitute. Like in the Netherlands, there is one city called Rotterdam, you know. It's a place, you know. It's a place in the World War, they bombed it to pieces, and, you know, and after the Second World War, the architects that rebuilt it were smoking too much, and they designed buildings that show it. Anyway, in that place, even nowadays, there are a lot of drugs. So I was there waiting for the bus stop to go to a program with a new devotee. And then this junkie came. And he said, this is long ago, so he said, hey man, you got one gill left? I said, so I don't give money to junkies, you know. So I did something I learned in India. If you want to get rid of a banker, you just look like. Don't make eye contact, look really cold. Always works. They go. So I did my Indian trick, you know, on the beggar, and he went. Right? Then the new bhakta that was with me called him back. He said, wait. God, my lucky day. He calls him back. He said, I've got something for you. He pulls a piece of apple from his bag, which I could recognize as a leftover from the breakfast. It was brown also. He holds it up in the air and says to the junkie, open your mouth. And he popped it in the mouth of that junkie. Just see the mercy of Lord Chaitanya's movement. That junkie got a human birth. And just see that new bhakta, who had only known 3 weeks before, after 3 weeks, he was already able to give human birth. Distribute human birth. So the mercy is amazing. So not only in that way, but it even extends beyond that. It even reveals the intricacies about the ecstasies of love of God, which we're getting. That mercy, there's no end to it. What is being revealed to us? It's just amazing. Although we're not qualified, just see the mercy of Sri Chaitanya.
say something about why Srila Prabhupada wanted us to perform Ratha Yatra wherever we can.
Why Srila Prabhupada wanted us to perform Ratha Yatra? And in the last
bit, we can.
Wherever we can. Well, we can see that what can we say that like in Jagannath Puri traditionally Ratha Yatra is being performed only in India. There was no Ratha Yatra as such. There were chariot festivals in other places also. But nothing like the chariot festival of Lord Jagannath. It is undoubtedly in Puri, it was and still is the chariot festival. Right? Such an amazing festival. Every year new chariots are built and just such a feat. So many people. And then, but somehow or other, Srila Prabhupada grew up in Calcutta, and as is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, West Bengal and Jagannath Puri are like two rooms in one house. People from Puri are always going to Bengal, to Navadvip, and the people from there are always going to Puri, and that was like 500 years ago also a big thing. So Ratha Yatra is traditionally very much part of the culture of Bengal. And some families would have like small carts. And somehow or other, Prabhupada, as a child, wanted his own Ratha Yatra. There was no money, there was no car, this, that. But then Prabhupada cried on the street, "No, I want a cart." And then someone overheard. Some elderly person overheard and said, "Well, actually, I have a cart. And you can have it. He can have it." So Lord Jagannath arranged for the cart and arranged for the Ratha Yatra. And that's where it began. The seed of all these Ratha Yatras is in the Calcutta Ratha Yatra. They once asked Srila Prabhupada if he ever went to the Puri Ratha Yatra, and Prabhupada said, "No, I used to have my own." So he started in his childhood and continued them. He continued and had his own all over the world. And why is it there that Ratha Yatra is all over the world? Because Lord Jagannath inspired Prabhupada from within the heart. That's all. I mean, we could have never imagined that would be part of the strategy. But Prabhupada made it part of the strategy very, very quickly. And it was Krishna who was part of that. Because don't forget that in San Francisco, in the first Jagannath temple, it was Malati who sort of shoplifted Lord Jagannath. And somehow or other brought this deity form to Prabhupada. Yeah? And Prabhupada said, "Oh, are there more?" "Yes, there are." And she brought those too. Being very expert, no problem. And she brought the full set. So Lord Jagannath came on his own accord and probably reciprocated. Where there's Jagannath, there is Ratha Yatra. Then it carried on. So gradually Lord Jagannath was being installed in various places. Ratha Yatras were spreading everywhere, and Prabhupada pushed it, and it became a major preaching tool. So you can't really understand exactly what goes on between Prabhupada and Krishna, Vaishnavirikriya-vigyana-vijaya. But from the external circumstances, it was the will of the Lord. It started with the will of the Lord, and Prabhupada reciprocated and offered him everything appropriate. And where is Jagannath? There must be Radha Yatra. And then Radha Yatra all over the world. I don't know if Prabhupada ever said Radha Yatra in every town and village kind of thing, but, you know, I don't know if he said that, but definitely Prabhupada wanted Radha Yatra all over the world. And we see what an amazing, powerful event it is. And first of all, Lord Jagannath is the most merciful deity. Of all deity forms, Lord Jagannath is the most merciful deity form. And why is that so? Because there's no limit to the amount of service that you can do for Lord Jagannath. He eats all day, first of all. So there's so much cooking, 56 times a day. That's a lot of offerings to start off with, so that keeps people busy. And then this whole chariot, making the chariots every year again, his whole thing, and like putting on a Radha Yatra is so much work. It is so much work. And it's just Lord Jagannath. He demands so much service. Everyone is flat out, right, to the maximum, and that's Radha Yatra. And then you've gone through for a few Radha Yatras, and you sort of become more experienced now, so you sort of like pace yourself, you know. But Jagannath every time again manages to create circumstances that force you to go into your limits. That's what he does, right? And it only starts to happen somehow or other when you do go into your limits. That's when Radha Yatra becomes magic. That's when it happens, when you really like go all out. And he said, okay, and you know, throw off all reservations and just throw myself into the whole thing, whatever it takes. And if you do, then the whole experience just becomes magic and transcendental. Otherwise, it's just like, how was the Radha Yatra? Nine. What's nine? What's okay? A lot of people came, yeah. Maybe not as good as last year, but whatever, you know. But if you throw yourself into it, it is magic. So this Radha Yatra has that potential to just lift us beyond our limitations in this way. Prabhupada showed it in London, right? By just dancing and dancing and dancing in front of the chariot, going beyond limits of old age, going beyond anything. Prabhupada showed it. And Lord Chaitanya showed it by dancing and dancing higher than anybody else. More tears than anybody. It's just amazing. Everyone was just amazed. Jayananda showed it by just doing everything from scratch. By begging everything from the wood to, you know, to the fruit, right, so to speak. Putting on Radha Yatra from the wood to the fruit. Right? Everything complete. Jayananda, like that. Toshan Krishna went in New York to the city council and he asked for permission for a parade on the on Fifth Avenue. And the city council said, no question. We have not admitted any new parades on Fifth Avenue for a long, long time. Anyway, Toshan is very determined. He pushed and he pushed and he pushed and he pushed. and explain Prabhupada, and anyway, finally to get rid of him, they said, well, you can apply, but you know, probably the application is going to be refused, but okay, you have constitutionally a right to apply, so you apply. Yeah? So Toshan applied, and he got permission. And Prabhupada said, that's amazing, how did you get it? What did you write on the application? And Toshan said, that there will be 3 hand-pulled carts. So it sounded like a very small thing. Just 3 hand-pulled carts, you know? Yeah, sounded like just a small thing. No, okay, nah, just 3 hand-pulled carts, no big deal. Okay, you can have that. No problem, yeah. And Ratiyatra is there on 5th Avenue to stay. Huh? Every year again, it's in. Once you're in, you're in. Huh? You got to be really careful. Like, you're not allowed to stop. You know? There's one rule. Don't stop. You know, you do your cops. Go, move, move. Yeah, move. Keep on moving. Keep on moving. Move, move. And everyone's, don't stop. Don't stop. Maharaj, don't stop. Move, move. Don't stop. That's the joke. But still there on the 5th Avenue. Thank you very much.